The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own, and I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Friends, our reading in our gospel, in particular, in the what is pretty much now the middle of the Easter season, as we continue this beautiful journey toward the great feast of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost Sunday, toward the end of May. This beautiful image of God as a shepherd, of Jesus as a shepherd, just even more beautifully transforms that whole experience of the resurrection that we celebrated just a few weeks ago. And indeed, that experience of the resurrection of Christ is meant to be a transforming experience, an experience that changes us, makes us a new people so that we see ourselves, we see others, we see the world in which we live, we see relationships with one another. We see these things in a different way, sometimes in a very different way than the world around us, but certainly grounded in this astounding, transformative experience of the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Certainly the first reading, St. Peter, once again, as we heard last Sunday, once again this Sunday, stands up boldly, the new Peter, transformed in faith, but as a witness of the resurrection, boldly proclaims the name of Jesus. I think one way to sort of connect with this image and at this point of the Easter season is think about the importance of our lives, the importance that we have as human beings to belong, the need that we have to belong to a group, to a person, a place. We are not designed by God to be individuals. We're not meant to be isolated from one another. We are designed in God's genius to be social creatures. Human beings are social creatures. And even though at times we like our private time, we like to be alone, we don't want to be alone forever. We don't want to feel this disconnect. One of the great pains of the last year, of course, has been the sense of isolation, the sense of separation, the fear that so many people have had, sometimes overly exaggerated, but certainly a deep concern that we have all had this last year to try to stay healthy, to try to keep others healthy, and to do the right thing. And even though we're still in that journey, the feeling, it's beginning to feel very different this year, with certainly hope as the vaccines continue to unroll by the thousands every day. Yet, there is that experience we've all had of how painful it is to feel disconnected from someone or some place. We see the sad social effect, the rise in suicide, particularly teenage suicide, the number of depression cases of depression that people have had to deal with, the sense of loneliness and isolation, the break apart of many marriages, or at least tensions increasing in marriages at this time and the heroic parents who are trying to educate their children at home rather in the schools. And we pray that, of course, that continues to change as is meant to be. So that sense of belonging, the importance of that for human development as well as obviously our spiritual development. This image of Christ the shepherd comes before us. The shepherd is not alone. This shepherd, this good shepherd, as Jesus says, I am the good shepherd who is invested in my sheep, who cares about my flock. I am not like those who have been apart, those sort of uncaring paid shepherds, whoever that may be. They care nothing about the sheep themselves, and even in the face of threat, they'll run away to save themselves and abandon the sheep to danger. Jesus says, no, I am a good shepherd. I'm a different kind of shepherd. I'm a shepherd who cares for every single sheep, wherever they may be, especially when they wander away. Now, we belong. We belong to Christ. By virtue of our baptism, we belong to Christ. From the moment we were baptized, before water was poured over us or immersed, whatever it might have been, and the proper words were said, we were marked with the sign of the cross. We were branded, as I've always said, that Christian tattoo is on every single one of us. So if you're looking to get tattooed, you really don't need to. You're already tattooed. You've already got a mark on you, on your forehead, as you were signed for Christ, whether a child, a baby, or an adult. You were marked for Christ forever, and that sign is there forever, on into eternity. So we belong to him. We're not separated. And he belongs to us. He enters our lives in this intimate metaphor of this caring shepherd who deeply desires that we be with him. That's a powerful image for us that should take away our fear, give us assurance, and promise us that even when we may wander away, the shepherd will not abandon us to danger. He will come looking for us. In the Gospel of Luke, we see the same image of what God is like. God is like the father and the prodigal son. God is like the woman who loses a coin and sweeps her house diligently to find that one coin. God is like the father and the prodigal son who patiently, longingly waits every day for this irresponsible son to return from his selfish adventure, who squandered all the father's wealth, and the pain and the shame and the humiliation that it would have brought on the father. And yet that father, whose mercy and love for that son, even though he wandered, patiently waits for him to come home. And when he sees him, he runs to greet him. And he embraces him. He kisses him. He welcomes him home again. That's what our shepherd is like. That's how Jesus says, I will lead. And so this image, of course, is also about Christian leadership. How we as leaders, as shepherds, in the particular ways that we find ourselves as pastor of the parish, as a husband and wife, as a father or a mother of children. You are shepherds to your children. You guide them, you lead them, you protect them, you're invested in them. And now and then, we've certainly heard parents of a child that may be going through some real painful difficulty in their life, and the pain that is taken on by the mother or father as that child is struggling. How often have you thought or perhaps heard said, if only I could trade places with my son or my daughter, I would do that because of the deep love and care and concern that you may have for them. That's a shepherd who is invested in his sheep. And so this beautiful image then is laid out for us of how we are to lead one another, and how the example is set by Jesus, and we follow that same example, of course, in imitation of him. That first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, as Peter's boldly preaching before the leaders of the people, before the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the rabbis and all those who were leading the people, who were already deeply suspicious. A man was just healed. in the name of Christ. And Peter's defending that miracle and says it was by the name of Jesus, this Lamb of God, that this man was healed. And so turn your hearts to him. Follow this voice of the shepherd when we hear it. Certainly we too the same. Where do we hear the voice of the shepherd? The shepherd who is not only good, but the shepherd who is noble, the shepherd who is courageous, compassionate, invested in every one of us. We hear that voice calling to us in our church, in our sacraments, in the scriptures, in our times of prayer, in the good work, the sacrifice that we share with one another, all the many ways in which the shepherd is calling to us, inviting us to respond, inviting us to follow in the way he shows us indeed. So let us be good shepherds wherever we may find ourselves. Let us follow this ultimate shepherd who will never lead us astray, never let us fall into danger if we're constantly searching and looking for his voice and following it as deeply, sincerely as we can.